into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Joining me now is Pastor Bright, who's talking to us now about compassion for the last time, on a Friday afternoon. Pastor Bright, good afternoon. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thanks. Me, it's a beautiful Friday. It's been a lovely week, and hopefully today we have to conclude what we started.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So what are the key things that we can pick up from the life of Jesus? We're talking about Jesus now.
I love it when we're talking about Jesus, because really there is so much that we can learn from him. So the key components that we can learn Jesus, number one, let me be very quick to mention that Jesus was compassionate for children. Jesus's compassion for women is also something we can learn, but also the compassion that he had for others is something that we can quickly learn together. And as well, if we can talk about the compassion that he had for women and children, he was also compassionate toward those on the edges of society. Certainly, Jesus was concerned about hunger, disease, and also talk about, was more concerned about people's relationship in the world. Tell you what, without his death, we would have no life and be entrapped in sin without hope. With his death, we are alive in Christ and have forgiveness of sin. And so his death gave us life, and his life gave us a picture of how we might live. Those are some of the things that I pick from the very life of Jesus. We talked about his compassion towards many people that he encountered on earth. The Bible is full of those stories. They're quite enormous. But also, his passion to see that you and me will receive life in eternity is one great thing that I am picking from the life of Jesus. And especially when we narrow it down to his compassionate kind of life.
So how did Jesus show his compassion? Give us examples, Pastor.
Well, we did allude to so many of them. We did allude to so many of them, especially on the very, very first day. And I would be boring people now if I began to move to that. But let me pick one, which today I think is touching me. I was writing something about that, then I remembered, wow, it's in John chapter 11. People would quickly pick on verse 35. Jesus wept. But why did he weep? It is because he saw people in pain. Remember, Lazarus, whom Jesus loved so much, and Jesus is visiting the funeral house way too late. And everyone is thinking, this man, if only he came when we needed him, if only he came when Lazarus was still sick. Oh, we could have been talking of a different story. And when Jesus saw the agony, the pain, the grief in the lives, in these people that are, he was also touched when he saw them agonizing, and we just see Jesus grieving together with them. But here is what I love about Jesus. He does not just grieve with you when you are in pain. His grieving is not showing a sign of a defeated kind of a person. But he grieves with you, and he brings Lazarus back to life. Remember the other day we talked about the moment he saw people going with a dead body, and when he was compassionate about that, he also brought this young man back to life because of the agony his mother was going through, who was a widow. So he on earth demonstrated through many acts, feeding the 5,000, let's talk about feeding the 4,000. All those are part of the acts of compassion that Jesus showed to the people on planet Earth when he was still here. But another one that we have to conclude with today is what I have referred to in John chapter 11 from verse 33 to verse 35. Jesus, when Lazarus's friend weeping, he wept alongside with them. Over and over, our Lord compassion on people, and that's the reason why we saw him healing. That's the reason why we saw him comforting them. This to me is a demonstration of compassion from our Savior Jesus Christ.
What about him? What about him, Pastor? Did he ever receive compassion? Pastor, are you still there?
You will. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you hear my question, Pastor?
Yes, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Receive compassion from others?
Yeah.
That's your question?
That's correct. Yes, Pastor.
All right. So my response really is that he did, in as much as it was not to a greater extent as he gave out himself the acts of compassion. But you will agree with me. Who do I pick first? It's in Matthew chapter 27, verse 32. The Bible tells, as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. I will not read the rest of the chapter in verse the rest of the passage in Matthew chapter 27, but we see this gentleman, Simon from Syria, who carried the cross that Jesus was carrying. I feel to me this is an act of compassion that was given towards Jesus. In as much as he was the giver half the time, at this particular time, what he longed for in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying and found the disciples sleeping at the expense of praying with him, this time around, he finds somebody that to carry his cross along all the way to Golgotha, where Jesus was to be crucified. That is one act of compassion towards Jesus. But let's also pick on another, still in Matthew chapter 27, but this time around, we are picking it from verse 57 to verse 61. Allow me to read this one. Now, when evening had come, a man from there named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. Verse 58, this man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. That is an act of compassion. Give me the body of Jesus. End there. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, verse 60, and laid it in his new, he had horn out of the rock, and he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. Look at how marvelous this Joseph is. He knows nowhere to go. He remembers how Jesus was born in a manger, not like any one of us. And then he realizes at his death, it is very possible that there is no one who is going to take responsibility. And so he requests for his body, number one. And then he lays it in his own tomb that he had just made. Now, that to me is an act of compassion. It's coming at a time when Jesus really is almost winding up with his mission on earth that, well, has been demonstrated toward Jesus. There are a lot of others that would pick from the Bible. Also, the woman who washed Jesus' feet with her hair is also a demonstration of somebody willing to do something for Jesus. All these things were happening pretty much towards the end of Jesus. Even Mary and the other Mary, the women who later, when the Sabbath was over, are going to the tomb with the mission, the aim of anointing the body of Christ. It was also an act of compassion that they wanted to demonstrate. Of course, they found he was not there. Now, through this, we can learn that showing compassion and kindness isn't simply about being nice. It is an act of worship to our Savior. This, I feel, is what Jesus did receive. There could be many other examples that we can pick from the Bible, but let's agree that at this point, there is something that Jesus also did receive, but he gave out more.
Regardless of how small or big of a compassionate people, gesture people did for him, but he did receive something. Give us your closing remarks, Mfundisi.
Because we've been talking about compassion, I want to submit here and say your response to the world's suffering depends on what you force yourself to notice. Thankfully, when Jesus looks at a lost world, feels compassion, and then does something, what did he do first? My dear friends, listening to us this.
Pastor, are you still there? That line again dips and drops. Pastor, are you there? Okay, let's try and reconnect that line to give the pastor the opportunity to get, give us these final remarks. It's important that we conclude this well, just as much as we begin it well. All's well that ends well. Pastor, can you hear me? Pastor, are you there?
I think we have a bit of a challenge with network. I don't know what's happening, but I'm praying you're able to hear me.
I can now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. You were giving us your closing remarks, and then after that, you can pray, Pastor.
Sure. Thanks a lot. I did mention that since we talked about compassion, the response that I give to the world, the response that you give to the world suffering, depends on what you force yourself to notice. Thankfully, when Jesus looks at a lost world with compassion, he does something. As children of God, as followers of Christ, an example has been laid. And because it has been laid for us by our Savior, we need to duplicate, we need to replicate this that Jesus has demonstrated. We are the light of the world. And so let the world see mercy in us. Let the world see kindness in us. In other words, let the world of the Holy Spirit in each and every one of us. I would love to leave you with a text from Isaiah chapter 53, and we are reading on verse 5. The Bible says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed." I don't know what kind of like to receive from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but this in Isaiah 53 verse 5 is something that I would tell you, is something that I would tell you now, that is one thing that we need to replicate to the rest of the world. Shall we pray together even as we conclude? Father in heaven, Lord, we want to thank you this afternoon that you gave us the privilege to share your word with your children. Everyone that has listened to this series, I pray that will have a different way of looking at life issues, especially when it concerns others. Give us your grace, we pray. Give us your mercy and give us an opportunity to spread it to others. On our keep this, but with you on our side, we are on firm ground that this is possible. And with our acts of compassion, we can change the world. Thank you for being our God. And thank you for helping us always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, thank you very much. It's been great. It's been good listening to you. Give us explanations and give us understanding on the idea of compassion. We really appreciate your time. Pastor Bright, have a good Sabbath today.
It's not just music. It's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to back.